back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at
and
Radio
bringing
Liberty.
You the news.
Coming to you from
the
hills
overlooking
the
beautiful and picturesque Joffrey Bay, and
hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at.
The story
that illusion is usually king.
Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at.
Christian civilization
that illusion is
be
usually
king.
Not
illusion
the
illusion
for survival of the future
Christian
and
civilization
is going to be reality,
not
an illusion or delusion
that will determine what the future will bring.
Staff, sponsors, and supporters of the views expressed here are not necessarily
my views
and will for the next hour.
Staff, sponsors, and supporters of the Cheryl
Hancock, who
they have to be my views
and the Holy Land
for the next hour.
Hopefully they're going to be the views
now.
Cheryl Hancock,
who works there as the
investigative the Holy Land
in Jerusalem for
a decade now.
Christian,
and she
works there
as the investigative
Christian
reporter, but she
also,
of course,
she's back here
Christian
in the United States.
And she's bearing the
message
to her in the eastern part of the United States. And she's
back
here in the United
California
States
for a short
few
days.
And she's
off speaking to her
in
the eastern part of the United States.
And then she's going back.
I think she'll be here in California for a few days. Then she's off to
actually to Jerusalem, which she looks upon
as her
home.
And we always love to have her on when she's here in the States.
Actually to Jerusalem, which she
looks upon her as her home, and we always love
Cheryl,
to have her
thanks
on.
So very much
when
for being with
here
us
in the States to
keep
us abreast of what's going on
night
in the Holy Land.
Well, I know it
Cheryl,
is.
Cheryl, thanks so very much for being with us
on the West Coast. So,
but under any circumstances, I just want you to see.
Well, I know it is.
Well, see, it's only 8 o'clock here on the West Coast.
Listeners up to date.
But under any circumstances,
I just want you to see all sorts of things
we saw.
President Obama going
up to date on
and talking
to Netanyahu,
and
we saw the Pope going over there.
We saw
apparently there are all sorts
going
of
over.
Being
and talk
to
Netanyahu,
fly the UN
the
flag
going
over
the,
there.
Apparently,
the
there are all sorts
of
pressures being brought to bear
to
the
fly the UN flag over
the
up
on
the Wailing
Wall
to build
their
most holy
their
place
temple. But there are
the
a lot of
Israelis have now
Orthodox Jews who like to rebuild that temple,
rebuild their
and certainly
temple. But there are
a lot
of
the Orthodox
real estate there on the West
rebuild that temple.
You know,
and certainly as we look,
there is
plays a piece of real estate there on the West
everything going on,
you know,
not only in the United States, but throughout
plays
the
a pivotal role in everything going on.
Like it's the center of
not
everything.
Only
have
in
you ever
the
had
United
that
States, but throughout the
yeah,
entire
definitely.
World.
Yeah, definitely. It
this
feels
is
like that when I'm over there
like
in
it's
Israel.
The center
and, you know,
of everything.
It's
do you ever have that feeling?
And you have people from all
yeah,
over the
definitely.
World there.
It
all
feels like that when I'm over there in
spoken.
Israel.
And,
you know,
all different cultures
are
coming together
in one place.
And you have people from all over the world
place.
There. All different languages are being spoken.
All right, fine.
All different
what is your impression
in one
of what's
place.
Going on today? Certainly, we understand that there are still
right,
some
well,
bombardment.
What is your impression
of
what's going on
today?
Is that true, or is that
we understand that
there's still some bombardment of the southern part of Israel out of Gaza? Is that true, or is
that
cut back pretty well?
It was quiet for a week or two.
No, you are started up again.
As a matter of fact, I just heard
that
they are firing again.
Stop the rocket attack.
It was quiet for a week or two, and it
started up again.
And people are still getting sirens and having to run to bomb shelters.
It's still being terrorized by Gaza.
Stop them.
And people
well,
are
of
still
course,
getting sirens
the
and having to run to bomb
was
shelters.
The United States put pressure on the Israelis
Gaza,
so they couldn't
true.
Finish the
well,
job.
Of course,
they were never allowed to finish the
difficulty
job.
Was that the United States put pressure
Lebanon,
on the Israelis
so they
two
couldn't
or three
finish
years
the
ago,
job.
They
were
never
allowed
to finish
the job
there
in
Gaza.
We asked
in
Lebanon
one hand tied
two or three years ago. They weren't allowed
to
finish the job there in Gaza. We
influx of missiles into Gaza. Basically, they all have to come into Egypt and we're
financing
influx
of missiles into Gaza.
And
all we would have
to
do
all
is say we're cutting off the
Egypt and we're financing Egypt.
We're giving to
Egypt.
What we tell them
if
to.
You don't stop
and all we would have to do
in.
Is say we're cutting off the billions
of $3 billion
larger
a year
missiles
that may
even
be able to.
You don't
get
stop
as far north
as Tel Aviv.
My understanding
they're even bringing in larger missiles
that
may even be able to get as far north
as
Tel Aviv. Have you heard that?
Yes, I did hear that. They said that they are in range of Tel Aviv now. As a matter of fact, Israel went in and they blasted a couple of the
Egypt
tunnels that come from
Egypt.
Gaza and getting busted at it.
I mean,
these are
huge
tunnels if you look at it. You know, we have tunnels coming
Egypt
from Mexico to California,
Gaza,
and you
can
drive busted at it.
But
these are very huge
tunnels
if you look at it. You know, we have tunnels
care of Mexico
to California,
but there are
so many.
And as you said,
these are very
about that.
Tunnels,
and
they do
have
weapons
taking care of
Gaza
one at a time,
but there are so many. And as you said,
hold that thought, we'll be right back.
And they do have weapons now. Gaza has weapons.
Okay, you picked the story up there, so hold that thought. Because the right thing to me is the United States could
lay down the law to Egypt
up there, so
you have to ask yourself why that doesn't make any sense. Could
we really want to
lay down the law to
Egypt
and we just haven't done it?
You have to ask yourself why that doesn't make any sense. We really wanted peace there. The first thing you'd want to do would be to stop the missile attack on Israel today.
Why is America defending all the Islamic countries?
That's correct. Why is America not stopping Egypt? Why is America befriending all the Islamic countries?
It's a very hard situation.
Want to hold Israel back from doing things that they need to do to
protect
themselves.
The president's house.
I don't know.
It's a very hard situation. It's not popular right now among the Israelis.
Thousands of people protesting.
But also, he is giving in to a lot of the Arab nations, but he's
not
giving in enough
to where
he's very popular with them at the same time.
But also, he is giving in to a lot of the Arab nations,
compromising,
but he's not giving in enough to where he's very popular with
them at the same time.
It's getting to be that way.
It's a very sad situation.
He's compromising, but he's not.
Well, now, what about this talk of making Jerusalem
an
international city
and
actually making a Jerusalem international city and actually installing international troops there to control Jerusalem?
A so-called Palestine a state?
Yeah, they're trying to figure out what to do when they come to a two-state solution to make Palestine
and a so-called Palestine a state.
The old Palestinian people to have their
international area to have their own state,
Temple Mount,
and as possible that
Jerusalem,
the old city, would be an international area to where people
on that Temple Mount,
keep their possible that everyone could worship together in peace,
and there could be a Temple Mount
built by the Jewish
but you're
people.
Right, there would have to be UN troops
keep their mosque,
and everyone
take
could
care
worship
of that.
Together
about
in
having UN troops in other areas.
Mount,
also
but you're
Israel.
Right, there would have to be
and
UN
so
troops,
the UN troops that are in
take
Lebanon,
care of that.
In the border of Lebanon and Israel,
other areas,
have done nothing
also
to stop
Israel.
The smuggling
so
of weapons
the UN troops
Syria
that are in Lebanon,
in the border of Lebanon
and Israel,
have done nothing to stop the smuggling of weapons from Syria to
the Hezbollah.
They are there.
I really don't know. How
do
the Israelis feel about the installation of international troops in Jerusalem? Well, I really don't know. How do the Israelis feel about the installation of international troops in Jerusalem?
If you talk to any of the Israelis, they call it the United Nations
at all.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to get down on the United Nations. It's just that they haven't been doing their job.
Well, you don't have to apologize to me for being critical of the United Nations, right? We are extremely critical of the United Nations.
Apologize to me for being critical of the United Nations, right?
We are extremely critical of
this
whole
global
scheme.
It's going to solve the problem.
We think that they are, however,
at least we have to understand
some of the ramifications
of what's going on
now. What about when the Pope came to Israel? And hold that thought. We're going to bring all of our stations back on board. But I'd like to know what happened when the Pope came to Israel. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl is just talking about the fact the United States has not effectively blocked the missiles getting in. The missiles are coming in through Egypt, then getting up into Gaza, and then being fired at the southern part of Israel, and they even have weapons now, which theoretically would be able to hit Tel Aviv, which is the largest Jewish city, a completely Jewish city. And if you destroy Tel Aviv, you'd play a large part in destroying the very stability of the state of Israel. So then, of course, we were talking about the possibility of United Nations troops in the Holy City, certainly guarding the Temple Mount. And then, suddenly, I asked about what happened when the Pope came over to Israel here recently. What happened there? And were there any decisions made that we know about, or were decisions made that we possibly don't know about?
Well, you know, I was over there in Israel, and I had a personal invitation to go either through the media or as a personal person by an Arab Christian. But I ended up not going to the meetings, but I did find out through media sources at the conferences what happened. And one thing is that they talked about giving land to the Pope. Now, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, owns a lot of land in Israel, and I don't know if people understand that, but now they have given them the Garden of Gethsemane. They have given them the Mount of Beatitudes. They have given them Mount Zion, where David's tomb is. So there's a lot of, I don't even know what else. I'm sure there's a couple others. I can't remember what they are. But Israel has negotiated and given them these things as a gift, these places. Did you hear about that over here?
Is that the whole of Mount Zion, or is that just the area where the Last Supper was?
Well, they're talking about the area where the Last Supper was. I'm not sure how much that entails. I will have to, when I get back there, I'm going to look into more what else they gave. I don't know if the Garden Tomb was given to them or not, but I know those three areas that I named were for sure given to them. And they do have churches in those areas, but now that property belongs to the Catholic Church. Now, what's interesting is I work with people in the Old City, and they're Arab people that have been going to the Catholic Church. They're Catholic Arabs. Now, when they become Christian, born-again believers, evangelicals, the Catholic Church cuts them off. The Catholic Church might have been helping them with this or that because people are very poor there. But once they turn to an evangelical, they no longer have anything coming in from the Catholic Church. They don't help them. They turn their backs on these people. So it's a very interesting situation going on now with the Catholic Church taking over so much property in Israel and Jerusalem.
Well, let's talk about the various groups there. What about the Arab Christians? Is there a growing, and we're talking now about in Israel itself, is certainly the Arab Christian has sort of been somebody nobody liked. I mean, the Jews don't like him. Certainly the Muslims don't like them. The Arab Christians there really are in a very difficult position, both in Israel and in the Palestinian occupied areas. So is their lot like within Israel, first of all? Let's talk about that.
Well, the Arab Christians in Israel at least have it a little bit better because there's free medical in Israel proper. But the thing is, most of them are surrounded by Muslims because they are Arabs, they speak Arabic, they get Arab media. And what's really interesting, Dr. Stan, is that they actually believe what comes through that media. The media is censored by the Palestinian Authority. And when an incident happens, the blame always goes to the Jewish side. So I would have Arab Christians calling me up, and they are saying, look what the Jews did to the Arabs today. And I said, now, wait a minute, it didn't happen exactly like that. They said, but it was on television. It's got to be right. So the Arab Christians are actually being, I'll call it brainwashed, by the Palestinian Authority, believing what they want them to believe. So they're pro-Palestinian, yet they are not liked, as you said, by the Muslim people. So they are being run out of Bethlehem. They're being run out of Ramallah. Ramallah used to be a very, very big Christian town, Jericho, and they are being hurt by the people. And so the people, the Arab Christians, are leaving by the handful. Pretty soon, I'm wondering how many Christians are going to stand and stay and take the abuse in Bethlehem. There are Hamas cells in Bethlehem. I mean, it's really hard on the Arab Christians. And as you said, the Jewish people don't care about the Arab Christians. They're just another Arab. So hopefully the believers will be the ones, the Christians will be the ones to stand for these people and help them.
Well, now, what about, of course, the Arab Christians in the Palestinian area? They're really under attack, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. As a matter of fact, I did an event in June in Bethlehem, and I had about 500 Arab Christians there. There were Syrian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Roman Catholic, Roman Malachite, Russian Orthodox, there were bishops, priests, you name it. And I invited them all, and then I had an evangelical pastor come, and I worked it because the Catholic and the Orthodox people don't trust evangelical Christians, but I worked it and had my foot in the door for so long that they trusted me, and I got in there, and I had a wonderful show for them with orchestras, with puppets, with a lot of things. And I got a chance to go up there when the equipment broke down, and I got to tell them about the love of Jesus and how much he loves them. And so the whole idea was to tell them that the Christians here in America and in the West are standing with their brothers and sisters, even though they are Orthodox and Catholic. We're going to stand with them, and we're going to pray for them. And they loved it, and they want to do it again next year.
All right. Well, I think it's a wonderful message to get out there, but I think that they are just a very much persecuted minority, and I really feel sorry, extremely sorry for them. Have any of the Iraqi Christians who've been driven out after the Americans invaded Iraq, have any of the Iraqi Christians come into your area, or are they just trying to flee to other areas in the Arab world?
Well, pretty much they're fleeing to other areas at this point. I have met a couple that have come from Iraq. I've met quite a few that have come from Iraq, and they're trying to assimilate into Israel and with the Arab population. The Christians, like you said, are under persecution in the Arab areas, whether it be in Israel proper or in the West Bank. And the persecution goes anywhere from attacks, you know, to running them out of town. No one is standing with them, and they need help. And I mean, what can you do for the people besides try to stand with them and tell them that you care for them?
Well, certainly if you are a Christian or you're a Muslim who's converted to Christianity in the Palestinian area, won't they kill you or kill your family?
Okay, now we're talking about, this is, see, I separate the Christians as the Orthodox Christians and Catholic Christians to the ones that were Muslim and became Christians. Everyone in the Middle East is born into a religion, whether it's Islam, Christianity, or Judaism. And so the ones that are born as Christians are the Orthodox ones. The ones that were born as Muslims and become Christians, evangelical Christians, born-again Christians, those are the ones that are traitors to Islam, and they will be killed if not tortured. Their children could be tortured. Their children are told to go make honor back in their family by blowing up an Israeli patrol or go blowing up people. My friends, people that I baptized in the Jordan River, that have become Christians and want to leave Islam because they say it's a very violent religion and it's a very perverted religion. Because on the mosque on Fridays, what the Muslims are praying in Jerusalem is that they can conquer their enemies, Israel, and take their women and divide them among them. That is not a peaceful, loving religion. And so my friends are being tortured, and some of them are being killed. Some of them have been beaten with chains, shot at in front of firing squads. But you know what? They're hanging on to their eternal life, and they're choosing death if that's what it takes, and losing their families.
I think it's very hard for Christians here in America to realize that this sort of thing is really going on throughout the world. We have it so comfortable here. In fact, if an awful lot of American Christians were ever to be put on trial, you know, because they were Christians, there probably wouldn't be enough evidence there to convict them. But the people over in that part of the world, the Near East, who are Middle East, who, of course, profess Christianity, especially if they've left the Muslim faith, they will be killed. And we hear people all the time telling me the Muslim faith is a peaceful religion. Well, there are a lot of good Muslim people who certainly are not involved in the radical form of and violent form of the faith. But the religion itself encourages violence and preaches violence. And if you compare the Muslim religion with the Christian religion, there certainly is no comparison at all. Christianity preaches love and tolerance, and the Muslim faith preaches violence and hatred. And you can have a lot of good Muslims and people who may not want to go along with it, but when push comes to shove, boy, they're going to have to choose up sides, and I fear which side they're going to choose.
And that's true. And, you know, we call this Palestinian Authority a democratic society. Well, guess what happened? There was an election this week, and this democratic society who kills people who become Christians, that doesn't sound too democratic to me, but they had an election this week, and there's a picture of Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, as we know him, putting a ballot in the box. But guess what? He was the only one running. And he was hoping he'd win.
Well, of course, the thing is that when they had a democratic election there, the people of the Palestinian people voted for Hamas. Why? Because the side we were backing, that was Fatah, was stealing all the money and was using it for themselves and were totally corrupt and were using their power to oppress the people, whereas Hamas, the terrorist organization, was building hospitals and providing jobs and helping people. And the people voted for Hamas, and of course our government believes in democracy as long as the government we want wins. So we totally disregarded the democratic election, which was very fair. And of course, we simply refused to recognize the result because we didn't like that. That didn't go along with our plan. So basically, you've been down in the Palestinian area. I know you risk your life on a regular basis to go there. How do the Palestinian people you talk to feel about Hamas? How do they feel about Fatah, the group that we're backing, we're financing, we're training their military, we're arming their terrorists? How do the Palestinian people as a whole feel about these two groups?
Well, actually, the Palestinian people will vote still for Hamas. They do not like Fatah. They are still a corrupt organization, they say. Even the Arab Christians in Bethlehem want Hamas. Absolutely unbelievable. They'd rather have a terrorist organization in there than having a corrupt PA.
Well, and you talk about the control of the media over there, boy, that we got the control of the media here, and the average American has no idea that the Palestinian people favor Hamas. They're just not allowed to vote for it, and when they do, why, the United States refuses to recognize the election and supports the contingent that is violent and steals the money and oppresses the people.
What's wrong with this picture? We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. What's happening as far as the lives of the people who, Israeli citizens who lived in Gaza, many of them had been living there for 30 or 40 years, they were driven out.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
As a base for firing missiles into southern Israel. Now, they want, of course, the Jews to pull their settlers out of Judea and Samaria, which is sort of the, almost the middle of Israel. And, of course, then they say, well, we want a two-state solution. But I asked Cheryl, you know, if Israel were to make this concession, would the Palestinian people and authorities be willing to go along with having a two-state solution? And Cheryl said no. She knows of certainly many Palestinians. Their children go to school. And what are they trained? They're trained to become suicide bombers. They're trained how to become human bombs. They're trained how to kill. This is what they're training the Palestinian children in the occupied area that we are financing today, the area controlled by Fatah that we're financing, and we're training the Fatah terrorists. The United States government is training them. And Cheryl's point is, if they're really interested in peace, why today are they training their children to become martyrs and simply human bombs? And would that be a fairly good appraisal?
That is a very accurate. As a matter of fact, when they're teaching them at 8 years old, they don't want them to go out and blow themselves up when they're 9 or 10 or 11 or 12. They're talking about when they're 15 or 16. So you can imagine, if they're wanting to have peace next year, what about 5 years down the road? Why are they teaching them at so young of an age? The kid came home. I was sitting at somebody's house, a Palestinian's house, and the kid came home. I said, hey, what'd you learn in school today? He said, I learned how to make a bomb out of an apple. You want to see this? And I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, so anyways, there are two different kinds of schools that they go to. And I was watching two MKs, Minister of Knesset, speak. One was an Arab minister, one was a Jewish minister. And the Arab minister of the Knesset said, we don't want our children to go to your schools, our Israeli Arab children, because you teach them a different history than ours. But, you know, the Jewish minister of Knesset came up and he said, no, wait a minute, history is history. Isn't there one history? So what they're teaching them is a whole different thing than what is known as history and what we know history as. And as they learn these lies, they grow up to hate the Jewish people and they're ready to kill them. That is not grounds for peace.
And so what's the solution, Cheryl? You've lived there for 10 years. What's the solution?
Oh, great. The solution is for everyone to find the Lord and start loving one another. It says, love your neighbor as yourself. The solution is to find somebody in the Palestinian area that really care for the people, that want to build factories, that want to take our money like they're doing, and building things and building places for people to work and stop building a militia to kill. Can they find that? No. If they find somebody, that person will be killed first off. As I said, there was only one person on the ballot, and that was Abu Mazen. You didn't have anybody else to vote for. It's not a democratic society. They tell me it's a dictatorship. If you talk against the PA, get killed. So what is the solution? I don't know.
I think you're absolutely right. The only solution is Christianity, and it's the only thing that's going to change the hearts of men, not only, of course, in the Near East, but throughout the world. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Cheryl's been, how long have you been there? 10 years now?
A little bit over 10 years, yeah.
And so we've been talking to Cheryl off and on for a number of years. She came kind enough to come by and visit us a couple of years ago when she was here on the West Coast. And she's doing a wonderful job working with the Jews, working with the Jewish Christians, working with the Orthodox Jews, or, of course, you know, certainly about as far away from Christianity as the Palestinians are. But, of course, you know, it's amazing how certainly when people hear the gospel many times, people will actually give their heart to the Lord. And you mentioned in the past, when we've talked to you, that an awful lot of Palestinians really are coming to be to know the Lord and being baptized in the Jordan. And what about the Israelis? What about the Orthodox Israelis, or simply the secular Israelis? Are some of them coming into a personal relationship with our Lord as well?
Well, yeah, there are. And it's hard to talk over the phone lines about it because, you know, they are, well, in the Bible it calls them a stiff-necked people, but I tell you what, I'm in love with those people. And the Lord's given me a special love for the ultra-Orthodox Jewish people. They actually, you know, do their best to follow the laws as well as they can and to please God as well as they can. And some of the ones I know are purest in heart at doing what they're doing. The thing is, I'd like to see them sit in the Father's lap and just have a personal relationship with them. So they've invited me into their homes, into their communities, and I talk to them just as I would talk to anyone else, how I have a personal relationship with them, and thank God I do, because I need them all the time. I'm a single woman running around doing all this crazy stuff, and without him, how am I going to get by? And we have a wonderful relationship. I never push anything on the Jewish people. They know a lot. Some of them know a lot more than a lot of Christians. And we have a lot to learn from them. They have a lot to learn from us. So why not really stand with them and be friends with them and love them?
Hold that. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, our guest this evening is Cheryl Hancock. We're talking about what's going on in the Holy Land today, and we'll be back in just a moment. And we'll certainly open up our lines for calls if people want. We see Claudia is calling us from Michigan, so we'll be with Claudia in just a moment as soon as we bring all of our stations back on board right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Cheryl Hancock, and we have Claudia on the line from Michigan. If you'd like to call us, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, Cheryl has been on my program many times. She's never asked for funding. We think that what she do is important, and I know my wife sends help from time to time because we're a little too old to be doing what Cheryl's doing. She's just potentially very dangerous many times going into the Palestinian area where they have an intense hatred of Christians and everything they stand for, but she's doing this, and so far the Lord's protected her. So anyway, if you are interested in helping, Cheryl, how could people help you maintain your ministry? And because you got to be funded, you can't stay there indefinitely without funds. So how can people, if they would like to, participate in what you're doing, how could they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you're right. The way I stay there is because people are helping, and I use what comes in each month to help the people there. And thank God that I do write. I am a journalist, and I get some information out, and that helps too. But if they want to be in touch, I'm just going to give a P.O. box because sometimes I get attacked by email, and I'd rather not get attacked right now. I've been attacked a lot in Israel, and to be attacked by Americans too is just kind of a difficult situation. But the P.O. box, that you can contact me. My name is Cheryl. The P.O. Box is 4909 Paso Robles. That's P-A-S-O, second word, R-O-B-L-E-S, in California, 93447. And so you can just write to that address, and they can give you information. And they are my supporting church.
And, of course, if you can't, can't remember that, you can always call our 800 number. We'll get back to you and get you the address because we have it on file here. And what Cheryl's doing, I think, is vitally important. I wish I could do it. I know my wife would love to go back to Israel. We've been there about six times. But right now, of course, we are called to be here doing what we're doing. Well, let's go to Claudia again. She's calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Claudia. We're about to see you in Michigan.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm just north of Flint, Michigan. Mm-hmm. I've called in a couple times.
Sure, okay.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi. I was just wondering, are you in the Jerusalem area at all?
Yeah. I've moved a few times. I've been attacked in different areas by different groups of people. I lived in a country area, and I was attacked by ultra-Orthodox Jews. I moved to East Jerusalem, and I was attacked by Muslims in that area. And so I moved to another neighborhood, and I won't disclose that area
now. Of course
I want to stay safe for a while.
Yes, praise God. I did have a question. Have you heard of Rabbi Tovias Singer? He's with Jewish Outreach.
What was that again?
Tovias Singer.
His name is Tovias Singer, yes. He's with Israel National Radio.
I have heard of him.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to ask you is, I know in August, September, he's going to be doing an outreach to Christians and Jews for dialogue. And it's going to be at the OU Center there at Karen Yushtot Road. It's right in the middle of town. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I sure am.
Awesome. And so I was just wondering because he's taping it, and the questions and everything goes on, and it goes out all over the world. So it's going to be pretty big. It's starting in August, I think next weekend, maybe on Sundays. And I thought maybe you might like to interact there because it's a nice
format. She's here in the United States. Won't be back over there. She won't be back there until September. But anything else you want to say, Claudia, before we let you go?
No, it's just God bless you and your work, and thank you for everything.
Thank you so much.
Claudia, how long will he be speaking for? How long will he be
speaking? Into September, into the second, maybe even into the third week of September. And he can be contacted at the www.israelnationalradio.com.
Okay, I will contact him, and I will go actually and interview him afterwards.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, and thanks, Claudia. Let's go to John calling from Maine. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi.
Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I was going to ask Cheryl. I guess she's going to be going back in a while, right?
She'll be going back in September, right.
Okay. If she knows there are a number of different prayer ministries in Israel and in Jerusalem itself, and if she happens to know Tom and Kate Heft, of the Jerusalem House of Prayer for All Nations.
Yes, of course. I don't know them personally, but I know of them.
Okay, anything else, John?
Just to get in touch with them, Kate has got the type of personality that is much like yours. I went to their wedding 2 years ago where I saw 50 pastors who were all former Muslims, former Jews, and Oriental, all kinds of Christians. When asked to come up and pray for the couple, 50 of them went up and laid their hands on them for that marriage, and it was just a wonderful feast, and I know that you would love to meet Kay Hess.
Okay, thank you so very much, John. So,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And, Sydney, what about, we hear a lot of talk about the possibility of a Israeli attack on Iran. Sydney, Israel cannot allow Iran, we're told, or at least these are the things we've told, Israel cannot allow Iran to get nuclear weapons because they could be used in an attack on Israel. So Israel certainly has considered a preemptive attack on Iran, similar to the preemptive attack they had on Iraq back in the early 1980s. Is there any talk, or do you hear any talk of that over in Israel today?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've talked to some leaders in Israel recently, and the talk is they don't want to do attack on Iran alone. They would like the world to get involved in this and stop Iran before they get to attack the world. And what I'm saying here, I'm going to give you a couple quotes from these people, but one of the things is Israel is the first line of defense. So when Iran is going to attack, they're going to hit Israel first. So Israel knows if they don't do something or the world doesn't do something, Israel has to go in and do something. Okay, at this point, is the West going to come against Israel? Israel's the defender of the West because they are on the front lines. And then if Israel goes in, and if they don't do anything, let me say it this way, if they don't do anything, then Iran's going to see the West as weak because the West is holding Israel back. So Israel is going to have to do something if the world doesn't get involved. And the jihad is the domination of the world. That's what jihad is. It's a holy war to dominate the world for Islam, for Allah. And it's not just Israel. Iran's not going to hit Israel and say, okay, that's it, we're done. No, they're going to move on to Europe. They're moving into America. You know what's going on in America now. One girl just ran for her life from Ohio away from her parents because she became a Christian, and they're after her to kill her. She's here in Florida right now. I just found this out tonight. I'm in Florida. So Islam is coming to all our nations, and if you think that they're going to stop with Israel, it's wrong. So Israel may have to do something if the world doesn't step up to help.
All right, and of course this could have disastrous effects. Of course we hear, and whether this is true or not, I don't know, but that suddenly, although we're being very critical of Israel and the thought that she might attack Iran, actually working behind the scenes, the go-ahead has been given. If that's true, we'll never know. But from people that I know and I respect very highly, they say the okay has been given. It's not a matter of if, but when it's going to happen. And if it does, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to impact on everybody out there in the audience, because everything that happens in Israel impacts on the rest of us. But of course, if Israel attacks Iran with America's blessing, Iran will retaliate certainly on the oil facilities there in the Persian Gulf. And you think oil was gasoline was expensive when $4 a gallon? Why, you haven't seen anything at all. And it might just be. It might just be that there are people in positions of leadership in this country who would love to get the price of gasoline up to $8 a gallon, but they cannot tell the American people that. On the other hand, they're giving all these billions of dollars so a lot of people can get small cars, do away with the gas guzzlers. Why? Well, because maybe they know something we don't, that the price of oil will be going up, and the price of gasoline certainly will be going up to $8-$10 a gallon. Well, certainly, as far as the other situation going on over there, how is Israel getting along with Syria? Certainly Syria has been demanding the return of the Golan Heights. It seems to me that there's no way Israel can return the Golan Heights because, of course, she's dependent upon the water that comes off the Golan Heights, off of Mount Hermon. The Sea of Galilee is drying up. The average American doesn't know that. The Dead Sea is drying up. Would you like to comment on the water situation and why Israel could not turn the Golan Heights over to Syria?
Yeah, Israel is actually in a drought right now, and they are trying to conserve on water. The Dead Sea has gone down so far beyond what they expected. So has the Sea of Galilee. I was absolutely surprised. Last time I went to the Sea of Galilee, there were beaches where there used to be water. And so the water sources come from the Golan Heights. And there are three rivers that make up the Jordan River. The Jordan River goes into the north part of the Sea of Galilee, runs through it, fills up the Sea of Galilee, and then it runs down all the way, the Jordan Valley, to the Dead Sea. Now, if Syria were to be given the Golan Heights, they could cut off the three rivers, that water source that goes to the Jordan. That is the main source of their water. Yes, there are wells, underground water,
in Israel, but not much. The main source is from the Golan. So Israel would be shooting itself in the foot, because without water you cannot survive. Also, the Golan Heights, if you've been to Israel and you've been around the Sea of Galilee, you can look down. You can look up to the Golan Heights. They can look down on you, and they can shoot you and kill you. And they used to do this when they did occupy the Golan Heights. If Israel gives Syria the Golan Heights, they're not asking for it on a silver platter. In the news, they said they're asking for it on a gold platter. If they do that, it could be the end of Israel.
And, Cindy, when you stand on the Golan Heights, the top of the Golan Heights, and you look on the far side, you can actually see Damascus. What people don't understand is how very close everything is to everything else over there.
Oh, my goodness. When I was on the Golan Heights, I was skiing on Mount Hermon, in Mount Hermon, as we call it here, and there were soldiers on top of the ski lift, and they're standing up there with guns. And I said, why are you here? Can't I just go up to the other side? And he says, no, this is as far as you can go. And, of course, me, I had to go check out why I couldn't go there. And I poked my head around the Mount Hermon area, and there was Syria, a Syrian outpost, soldiers pointing guns at me. That's why. And there are helicopters that surround the Mount Hermon as people are skiing, make sure everybody's okay. Yes, that's how close it is.
What is the morale of the Israeli people? What about the morale of the military? You know, there are a lot of people in the Israeli military, my understanding, who are very upset about certainly the forcing of the settlers out of Gaza, the threat to force the settlers out of Judea and Samaria. Is the Israeli military have the spirit that it had 20 years ago, do you think?
Well, when we talk about the military, we're talking about kids that are 18 years old that are forced into the army at 18, the girls for 2 years, the boys for 3 years, and that's their service. Everybody expects to do it. And then they do 1 month out of a year for reserves. So you're talking about young kids out there not quite knowing what they're doing, and yes, they're very discouraged, because when they go in, as they did Gaza, and they fought for the people of Sderot, of Israel, that were having rockets thrown at them, then they had to go in front of a court saying, did they do a humanitarian job? And, you know, the Muslim people, it's known that they stand behind women and children and use them as human shields. And the women know that they will die as martyrs. Anyone that's depressed and they're losing hope in the Islamic world, they don't mind to die, because if you die as a martyr in a holy war, jihad, then you go straight to heaven, as far as Allah is concerned. That's the only way to get to heaven, besides doing the five pillars. So if you die as a martyr, that's cool. That's okay. Now, the soldiers, the IDF soldiers, are very disappointed, because they're afraid. What are they going to do? And they don't want to pull out any more Jewish settlers. I mean, they're fighting against their own people, and they don't feel that's right either. You're talking about their aunts and uncles and their extended families.
So it's sort of really a very difficult situation for the people of Israel, and certainly when it appears that many times their government is working against the best interests of Israel, and certainly forcing the settlers out of Gaza was a terrible mistake. I mean, turning the West Bank over to the Palestinians and now wanting to pull the settlers out of Judea and Samaria, when you know very well that no matter what you do, the Palestinians, or at least the leader of the Palestinians, has no intention at all of honoring their promises. So, and it's such a difficult situation, and I don't see that the solution's ever going to change, or the situation's ever going to change until the Lord comes. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, actually, I took a survey one time, and I asked the people, all different people groups, what does it mean to pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Will there ever be peace in Jerusalem? And every people group, whether they were Muslims, Jews, Christians, they all said, it's only when the Messiah comes will there be peace.
And, of course, the Orthodox Jew is waiting for the Messiah, but the Orthodox Jew is waiting for a different Messiah than we are. They think it's going to be the Messiah who brings peace, but certainly if you believe in the Bible, the initial man who comes professing to be the Messiah will be the Antichrist, the man of sin, who will come. But, of course, before he comes, there will be a great falling away from the Christian faith. This is what it tells us in 2 Thessalonians, and boy, are we seeing a great falling away from the Christian faith today here in America. So I would not be at all surprised if before I die, why the man of sin is declared, the man of perdition, the Antichrist, will be crowned. And, of course, many people, will believe that really is the Messiah. Don't you believe?
You know, I kind of agree with you. Dr. Stan, how are they going to have a mosque, a church, and a temple on the Temple Mount without having some person of peace to cause peace among the three people groups. The Muslims are not going to... I mean, when I go up on the Temple Mount, I cannot even take my Bible. You cannot be seen to pray up on the Temple Mount. You cannot congregate. They took my Bible away from me. You cannot take any kind of religious material up there. So right now, there's no way there could be peace on that Temple Mount. So there has to be some kind of solution. Somebody's going to have to bring it in. And if they're going to do that in our lifetime, the Pope really is serious about making that an international city, we are going to see that happen in our time.
And because the Jews have everything ready to put into the temple, they have their their temple group, and they've got the candelabra, and they've got the gowns, and they're training the rabbis in preparation for the rebuilding of the temple. When you ask them, how are you possibly going to rebuild a temple? And they say, God will take care of it. They really do believe that, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and they're now making the altar, and that's the last piece they have to make.
And I think that they know where the Ark of the Covenant is. What are your thoughts?
They probably do, and I think they have a great idea where it is. Yeah.
And for our listeners out there, we have a great four tape set. I think it's called "Where Is the Ark?" It's basically the work of a man named Ron Hyatt, who is really one of the most amazing people I've ever had the privilege of talking to. He's gone now, but the four tape set, "Where Is the Ark of the Covenant?" I think I know exactly where it is. I think I probably stood right over where it is there in the city of Jerusalem. But the last thing they want is for it to be revealed until the time of this comes. Well, Cheryl, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to thank everyone that's been praying for the peace of Jerusalem, praying for the people, praying for the Palestinian people, because they're coming to...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us.
American public is now either unemployed or underemployed, about 20% of our people. And that is, of course, the U6 figures, if you can check them out. Government admits it's, I think, 16.8%, but it's really over 20%. Because, as they say, figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure, and you work for the government, you come up with the figures that they want. Well, that means that a certain number of our supporters have had to discontinue support. And so if you can step up to the bat and replace them, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we were talking about the Holy Land. We were talking about the Ark of the Covenant. Certainly one of our favorite four-tape sets was this, Where is the Ark of the Covenant? Ron Wyatt, and it's I don't think we have it in CD. I think it's just in tape set, but well worthwhile listening to. And, of course, you can get that four-tape set, my interviews with Ron Wyatt before he passed away, and the people, of course, who picked up after that. The number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. A truly amazing man who has made truly amazing discoveries, archaeological. And he was an anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesia nurse. But this is what he did. With his time and with his money, he invested in trying to answer some of the questions about the Bible. Very, very important information. So if you'd like more information, again, our number 1-800-544-8927, and just ask for the four-tape set on Where is the Ark of the Covenant. Then to put things, of course, into their spiritual perspective, we do hope that many of you will get our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, our talk on the financial Armageddon, with the syllabus that goes with that, because it explains how they intentionally and purposely and maliciously created the current economic meltdown and what is going to happen and what their real agenda is and who is really behind it, who is running the situation, and who has been praying for years that Barack Obama would become the President of the United States. So we do hope, of course, that you'll certainly will want to get the Financial Armageddon talk and the syllabus that goes with that. And, of course, we give you the complete text of everything I say is included with the syllabus. And, of course, you need to understand, of course, we include there the farewell address of Andrew Jackson. If you haven't seen my commentary, it's posted on the website at RadioLiberty.com. The May and June newsletter, and we'll have the July newsletter that'll finish Andrew Jackson's farewell address. But we have the entire address included in the syllabus, along with a great deal of other vitally important information that you need to be able to understand what's going on today. That's the Financial Armageddon syllabus. We hope you want to get the Secret Mystery DVD sets, and, well, there's so much more. If you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and there's so many books there that you won't find elsewhere. Videos, DVDs, tape sets. And then, of course, we want to remind you about our conference is on October 25th. That's a Sunday, October 25th, here in the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. Beautiful sight. And we're going to have Dr. Catherine Albrecht, William Grigg, certainly Tom Horn will be talking about the animal-human hybrids they're working on. Fascinating material, very reminiscent of the time of the Nephilim, when, of course, the new beings were created as they begin to tamper with God's genetic codes. And then, of course, Ashley Mote will be there. I'll be speaking on vaccines. But our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Please pray for Radio Liberty. From the mountains to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom back there in Pennsylvania. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
Did you have some coffee or something to keep you awake?
As a matter of fact, I have it right here.
All right, fine. Well, we certainly are living in fascinating times, you know, and we see the price of gold going up and silver going up, and then we see the price of gold going down and the price of silver going down. And certainly anybody who has any idea what's going on realizes everything is being manipulated. Certainly the working group on financial markets is driving the price up and driving the price down. They're doing the same thing with the stock market. They're playing games with our minds. And tell us your views on what's going on today. And what does the rest of this year hold? Because certainly we hear all sorts of stories that there's going to could be some very real problems with the so-called swine flu epidemic that could have a profound impact on the economy of the nations of the world, or there could be an attack on Iran, or certainly the Federal Deposit Insurance Company could come out with its report and admit that it is bankrupt, it doesn't have any money to take care of our banks, and most of our banks are insolvent if they were really doing a proper accounting, and then certainly a very real problem as far as the continuation of our economic system as it's laid out, because we're losing jobs all the time. You can't have a recovery when you're losing jobs. And certainly our exports are down 30-40%. Our production is down 20-30%. Our federal tax receipts are down 18%. In many of the states, tax receipts are down 30%. The economy continues contracting. Tell us what's going on from your point of view.
You pretty much summed it all up there, Dr. Stan. It has been to me it seems unusually quiet. All these things have happened. Of course, there's no question that these central bankers, you know, they have poured huge sums of money into the markets to help ease this financial crisis. And, of course, they're not really easing it. They're just postponing the crisis. And if you give free money away, of course, the appetite for risk is certainly higher, and I think this is why you're seeing the stock markets rise. The Asian markets overseas this evening, I think it's probably the biggest decline I've seen in the Asian markets that I've seen in a long time. You have the Hang Seng, I believe it was the Hang Seng, that was down almost 500 points, and the Nikkei was down not quite 1.5%, about 130 points. So, but the Hang Seng 500 points, that's probably the biggest I've seen in a while.
Now, is that the Chinese stock exchange?
The Hang Seng is the Asian markets.
The Asian markets.
Shanghai is the Chinese market.
All right.
And I didn't check to see what that was. You know, that has gone pretty strong, and many say that, you know, that can't be sustained either. So, but you have consumer credit that has dropped unprecedented 5 straight months, and again the risk of a market relapse later this year is very high, and I think we're going to see this. I think people are holding on to their stocks right now because they see this false recovery and they're trying to recoup the losses, they're trying to keep any gain that they have had over the losses that they've recently seen as of last year and earlier this year. So they're kind of like on a stand, you know, they're just waiting, and that's probably the worst thing that anyone can do is just wait to see what's going to happen. They need to react and understand that this is just another illusion.
Everything, unfortunately, is illusion and delusion, smoke and mirrors. We'll be right back with Melody Cederstrom, and welcome your calls.
Well, it was really very interesting. I was talking with a woman today. All I can say is that she held a very high position in government in the past. She's been a very successful financial advisor and financial organizer, and she's been one a person who's in the past has dealt with funds of hundreds of millions of dollars, if perhaps even more than that. But, of course, at the present time, she's doing financial advising, and we're going to be talking to her on our programs. But, you know, Sydney, we were just chatting about, you know, what people should be doing, and I commented I didn't think this was a good time to be investing, and she said, well, you can really do, you know, fairly well if you know what you're doing. And I said, well, my belief is that people ought to be in just gold and silver. And she chuckled and she said, you've got nothing to worry about. So I was really amazed that she would be in total agreement with the way you feel, and certainly the other people here on Radio Liberty, that we're dealing with a situation where money really has no value, paper money has no value, and we are moving towards a crisis in the fiat money system, and the only way to really protect yourself. You may never get rich, but at least you protect what you have.
Absolutely. People have been conditioned for a very long time. I say this time and time again. People have been conditioned to allow financial planners that they need to be in the stock market. There's been this fear that has been promoted that if you're not in the stock market, you're going to lose. You're going to miss out on the big run, the big gains that you might have. And, folks, those big gains are usually only go to a select group. The markets are manipulated. It's all inside trading. And it's no different than if you went to Las Vegas. There's only a select few that actually win. Just like we saw in the dot-coms back in the late 90s, how many people actually walked away with their money? No one did. The same thing here. Wall Street will not allow you to walk away with your funds. So it's best to get what you have now, protect it, be safe. There's nothing wrong with saving your money in gold and silver. Putting it on side, being on the sidelines, and everybody comes to me and says, well, I want silver because I want the big gains. Folks, now is not the time to be worrying about big gains. I guess if you're financially situated to where you have no worries and you want to speculate a little more, that's great. But for a lot of people, they just want to preserve what they have. They get caught up in wanting the big games, the big gains. They hear about, you know, gold, silver trading at $500 and $600.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Melody was simply talking about a lot of people are out there want to, of course, make a lot of money. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the time you're going to make a lot of money. Do not try to speculate in this market because 95% of the people are going to lose. What you want to do is try to preserve some of your wealth. And remember that wonderful saying by Richard Russell, he who loses the least wins. He who loses the least wins. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to hear me say it again because I think it's a self-evident truth. But Melody was just saying, you know, if you some people will call her and say they want to invest in silver because that's where the big gains could be, and they could be there, but then they could not be there as well. You don't know what's going to happen. And Melody's point is, don't worry about the big gains. Just worry about maintaining some of your wealth because most people are going to lose the majority of what they have before this is over. Certainly the housing market continues contracting. Oh, my goodness. Why, of course, it looks like the price of homes is going up a few places across the country. But there are well over 2,700,000 homes in foreclosure at the present time. 2,700,000 homes in foreclosure. And all of these federal government programs have rescued about 9% of the homes. And, of course, they represent only have saved them temporarily because when the people lose their jobs or if they do lose their jobs down the line, then, of course, they're going to go into foreclosure again. So all of this effort, you know, is for about 9% of the homes they've kept out of foreclosure, and the rest are going into foreclosure. And the cascade of
tumbling houses continues. Sydney, the commercial market is falling apart. There are a number of the major casinos there and in Las Vegas that were partially built or almost built or 80% built, and they pulled the funding for them, and they're going to go into foreclosure. Oh, this is happening all across America. The commercial building market has collapsed something like 80%. The average person has no grasp of what's really going on because they spend too much time watching television or reading the Wall Street Journal, which is, even the Wall Street Journal is not very optimistic, but they don't tell you how bad things really are because they are the conservative wing of the establishment, which controls both the right and the left, the conservative, the Democrats, the Republicans, the conservatives, and the liberals. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And everybody, I thought that figure amazing. I'll have to admit, I watched Sean Hannity the other evening. I wanted to hear what he had to say. And actually, he looked like he'd read my latest newsletter. I doubt that he has because it hasn't been published yet. But pointing out that federal tax receipts are down 18%. And faced with federal tax receipts down 18%, what are they doing? Massive spending programs. We're going to have a deficit as of the September 30th, this is simply a month and a half away, of $1.8 to $2 trillion. They're trying frantically to raise about another $1 trillion here in the next 6 weeks, and I don't know where they're going to raise it. I don't think they're going to get it from the Chinese, the Japanese, but I think that they're going to simply create the money and then, of course, have some people supposedly down in the Bahamas or some island in the Caribbean, you know, buying these. They don't want the American people to know that they're monetizing our debt. And suddenly then, of course, they're going to have another $2 trillion debt next year that they're going to have to monetize. Now, this is $2 trillion more than they're taking in. I mean, after I think the federal expenditures this year are over $4 trillion, and we're only taking in about $2 trillion in income, and that's down 18%, so we're in real trouble. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And do you think most people understand that we are the largest debtor nation in the world, and there's no way we can ever pay off the debts that we have other than simply inflating the currency, destroying the value of pension funds and insurance funds and saving accounts, and that way we can pay off the debt. But, of course, in the process, we impoverish the American people.
Now, I believe maybe your listeners and listeners to people who listen to various alternative news programs, they might have an understanding, but the majority of people there do not understand, you know. They've been raised with America being the greatest country on earth, and we've always been able to pull out and fix things. And, of course, a lot of these situations have always happened locally. We were always the ones that were there to help other countries and so forth. And I think people believe that we are in trouble, but I really do not believe they can see the destruction that will come to this country due to the fact that this country is bankrupt, and there's really no way in which things can be fixed at this point in time. We are down this path, and it's going to, it's going to lead to some very unpleasant times in the very near future. I think things will again pick up speed here come this fall. Many people tell me they don't know what it is, but they just have this uneasy feeling, a quiet before the storm, so to speak. They know something's coming. They feel they're running out of time. But yet I don't think anyone truly grasps, and maybe we just have a little bit of hope and faith that we'll escape some portion of the distress that we often talk about on the various news programs. But it's coming. No one knows the date and time, but certainly there's a lot of things happening. And you mentioned Israel and Iran. There's lots of predictions that they will strike Iran by the end of the year. So a lot of things our state here in Pennsylvania, they still haven't been able to finish their budget, and so the states are hurting, and it's but all you hear and all what people hear coming from mainstream news is that the recovery is here. You know, you've had you know, the program, more debt, more borrowing from the government for the cash for clunkers type thing, and that's already running out of steam. And they approved the additional $2 billion of funding last week, but really the program, there's indications that the program peaked the end of July, so it doesn't look like this additional spending for the automobiles for people to go out and trade in their higher gas mileage vehicles will do much more. And of course, again, we'll see the an additional fall of the automobile industry again come this fall. So it seems like everything is moving towards, and you know, with the swine flu, with the flu, and everything coming together this fall. So it we'll have to see what happens come January, where we're really at come January. But
well, basically, of course, you actually have to. You have what, Bob Chapman on your program 3 days a week, or 2 days a week, or what?
Three days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Well, we have him actually on twice on Monday. So Bob's doing a great job and reaching a lot of people across America. And overall, his advice has been, I think, very, very accurate. Nobody knows exactly when the price of gold and silver is going to go up. Nobody knows when the stock market is going to go down. But there's no question. It is all being manipulated by the plunge protection team. And anybody out there in the listening audience who doubts that this exists, simply go to your search engine on your internet and type in the Working Group on Financial Markets, the Working Group on Financial Markets, and read about this organization created during the Reagan administration that is allowed to manipulate the stock market. And you'll see the market sometimes will be down all day long, and then 5 minutes or 10 minutes before by the close, suddenly all these orders come in from someplace in the Caribbean, and the market echoes end up going 50 points. It was down 120 points, and now it's up 50 points in just the last couple of minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is manipulation of the stock market. And the fact that the media will not tell you that, and the media is controlled, they're controlled by the same people who tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They tie into the people who control the banking system and the major corporations and certainly the great tax-exempt foundations, people of great wealth. And they work in concert, only a small number of them, but they work in concert. And, of course, their ultimate goal is the destruction of our financial system. I was just reading, somebody sent me a copy, some pages from a book written in the early 1930s by H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells, certainly a very prolific writer, a former member of the Fabian Socialists. But in the early 1930s, he was talking about the New World Order. That was the title of his book. And he was simply saying that you cannot have this world government when you have independent financial systems in every country. You can't have a dollar in the United States and a pound in Europe and other currencies in Great Britain and other currencies throughout the rest of the world. You have to have a unified financial system. That's why they created this crisis. This is the time they're going to install their one-world government, and everybody's waiting for America to recover. America is not going to recover. When the economy changes, it's not going to be back to where it was before. Robert Reich, certainly, R-E-I-C-H, he's recently written an article. He's trained at Oxford, Sydney, in association with Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. I don't think he was ever asked to belong, but he's considered one of the 10 best Sydney advisors in the country. You can look him up on Wikipedia. He was Secretary of Labor under the Clinton, but he has written, he says there's not going to be a recovery, because when suddenly the economy begins to move again, it will not be the same America that we had before. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But America's changed. It's changed forever. And you better get used to understanding that when the America we know is gone. Well, our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom. And Melody, how would you respond to that? I mean, here is Robert Reich, certainly the former...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For Liberty. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, it was very interesting, of course, as we're looking and seeing what's happened to the automotive industry. The automotive industry in the past has made up to 20 million cars per year, sold them here in the United States. I'm talking about the American automotive industry. And now, of course, we're up to about 10 million, and talking maybe 8 million. They'll sell between 8 and 10 million. So we've actually making and selling even less cars. Now,
now, they can actually increase that, a million by putting out $4 billion. Every billion dollars that they put into the Cash for Clunkers program increases the sales about 250,000 cars. But how many will this actually, in the end, help the automotive industry? Or are people going to buy a car now who are not going to buy a car later because they've already got a new and smaller car? Certainly, places throughout the world would love to have these clunkers. They could be shipped there, and the people would love to have a car that works and functions, but we will not, of course, allow that. We're going to destroy all the cars, turn them into junk, destroy their engines. Totally destructive. Of course, we could stimulate the furniture industry as well if we just started having fires and bonfires with furniture. And then, of course, we could give people money to buy new furniture, and then they could go out and buy new furniture. And, of course, the furniture factories in the United States would start functioning again. That is, of course, the mentality of what you're seeing today. What is going to happen to the automotive industry? Well, we used to, in the automotive industry used to have several hundred thousand people, and I don't have the exact figures, I've got to track them down, but 300,000 or 400,000 people worked in the automotive industry. As of the end of this year, General Motors will have 40,000 employees, that's all. 40,000 employees. And, of course, what's going to happen to the rest of their employees? Well, of course, they're shifting production to China and to Brazil and to India and to Brazil, the so-called BRIC nations. And we're subsidizing the transfer of American jobs overseas. Most people don't understand that we gave Chrysler to an Italian company. What did they pay for it? Nothing. We're such nice people. We gave Chrysler to an Italian company, and they're going to start producing Chrysler cars. Isn't that great? Now think of all the jobs we're going to get when, of course, Fiat begins producing Chrysler cars, but they're going to be producing them in Italy. Well, how is that going to benefit America? It's not going to. The plan has always been to shift manufacturing away from the United States. That's the master plan. If you haven't read the Earth Chart, you need to get it. What do they talk about? How we've got to have sun power, and we've got to have wind power, and we have to set up a sustainable society, and we've got to have the equitable distribution of wealth between nations. What they're talking about is the transfer of the wealth of the American people to other countries. That's what the Earth Chart is all about. It's the master plan behind the Trilateral Commission. It was written by the nephew of the man who organized the Trilateral Commission, Stephen Rockefeller. It's all about spirituality. It's all about population control. It's all about, and you need to get it, you need to read it. It is a call for a sustainable world where all forms of life, not just human life, are considered important. It is basically taking us into a pantheism, and it, of course, is the religion of the people who control the Obama administration today. If you haven't read the Earth Chart, it's available on the Internet, or if you order anything through Radio Liberty, it is available through Radio Liberty. You need to understand there is a different agenda. They don't want to tell the American people that they gave Chrysler to the Fiat Motor Company so that we could transfer jobs out of the United States. The average American is just too provincial to understand the noble goals of our leaders. Well, let's go to Ruby is calling from... Uh-oh, we lost Ruby. Ruby, if you're out there, please give us a call back. We lost you. If Ruby wants to call back. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Certainly, Melody, as soon as we get back, we'll have you put out your website, but why don't you get out your telephone number just one more time before we go to the break?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
And give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll be back in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom talking about what's going on in the world today.
God bless America, land that I love, stand beside.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest, Melody Cederstrom, and we've got Daryl calling from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Daryl. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm not from Pennsylvania. I'm from Johnstown, New York.
Oh, Johnstown, New York.
Which
okay.
is not that famous.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
But I can live with that.
Okay.
If you can.
Right.
Okay. I have spoken to you in the past. I think the last time was a couple years ago when you had a woman on that wrote a book about Oprah Winfrey that was trying to change our religion into a one-world religion, which I found a very, very interesting program.
Right.
But I did want to make a statement about some people in the past when this election went down in the first place against McCain and Barack Obama. They asked, what do you think about it? And I said, it's a Khmer Rouge to me. A lot of people don't understand what I meant about that. They thought I was talking about the killing fields. And what I compared that to was I was a two-tour Vietnam combat veteran, full Rockabee if you like, because I've never been liked through my life because of that, and I'm used to that. I will take all the spit that is put on me, and I'll put it under my shoes, and I'll get in the voting booth and do what I got to do. But I will say that when I say the Khmer Rouge, what I meant was a lot of people don't understand what that means, the Khmer Rouge. During the Vietnam War, there was a situation in Cambodia where a certain young man turned around and did a coup, and they killed anyone who was over like 30 years old. They just wiped these people out. And there were quite a few. I couldn't give you the actual number, but there were quite a few people.
There's about 2 million people. But what was your point, Daryl?
My point is the Khmer Rouge, in my idea of this election, was the lack of intelligence of the people that followed that young man. And they just went along with him. And it happened in our country, too. As far as this past election, they had no idea. All they knew was the word change. We want change. They couldn't even give you a constituent. They couldn't tell you who your alderman was. Anybody.
Well,
they
just
had no idea what the intelligence was, anything about politics. They
well,
had
I think
no
Daryl,
idea.
Daryl, I think your point is well taken. The media controls our mind. We've got to be. Thank you. We're auditory. Take a break here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we just had a call from Daryl from Johnstown, but that's Johnstown, New York, and he was just saying that the American people really didn't understand what they were voting for when they elected Barack Obama, and any more than the Cambodian people knew what they were voting for when they voted for Pol Pot and brought him into power. And, of course, that led to the killing fields and the death of about 2 million Cambodians immediately following the Vietnam War. And that would be the period 1975 to 1976. What Americans people do not even know is that suddenly the Reagan administration actually supported Pol Pot after he had slaughtered 2 million Cambodians in the killing fields. The Reagan administration, when they came to power, supported Pol Pot because, of course, he was opposing the Chinese communists, but the enemy of my enemy is not necessarily my friend. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Before we go on, certainly I want Melody to get her website out. I want her to get her telephone number out, so if you'd like to know more about gold and silver, why, give her a call. But Melody, go ahead, let our listeners know.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. And again, it's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And we do archive our weekly programs, and there's also other material there for reading and to help you get started. The website was basically designed in order to give you an idea about Discount Gold and Silver, what our philosophy is, and so that you give us a call to where we could put together a portfolio for you.
All right, Daryl, are you still there?
I am here, sir.
Do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
If I may.
Go right ahead.
Okay. When I did make that statement, I did not mean the killing fields. The killing fields, which you, I know you're intelligent enough to know about that. I did not mention that when I had my idea about it. But then when I realized and I looked at this health care bill, and I realized the euthanization of people that would be refused medicine, and possibly certain types of ailments that will be refused medicine, and people of certain types of ages that will be refused medicine, the killing fields are here.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact,
and
we refer to it not as...
It makes me feel so bad, Dr. Stan. I love you. I've called you years ago, and I love you. I think... But I don't know what to do. I just feel so bad.
Well, what you can do, Daryl, is start not referring it to as the Kevorkian health plan and tell people where they can get the information. It's available on the Internet at www.lclibertycouncil.org.
Well,
lclibertycouncil.org.
Thank you for putting that information out.
And you can actually go there and you can see the provisions, the sections of this health bill, which are going to require, you know, end-of-life counseling for people. And certainly a board which will determine whether or not people will receive care and what sort of care. And who is going to be on these boards? And is there an appeal? You're not even going to be able to buy your own health care. Let's start calling it the Kevorkian health plan. That's what
you know what's said about it, Dr. Stan? And I do respect you, but when you look at someone, let's say they're a little over 65 or whatever, that's where the wisdom came from in our country.
Well, I'd like to think
we were taking the wisdom, and we were throwing the wisdom into the killing field.
You're absolutely
terrible.
Right, Daryl. We're going to have to go, but thanks so very much for calling.
That,
I agree with you totally.
Thank you for your time.
God bless, and bye-bye. And Chris said that was Daryl calling, and he's calling on the Kevorkian health plan and the similarity to the killing fields of Cambodia. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils that we fail to oppose. And the fact that the American people did not oppose, that our government was supporting Pol Pot and supported him, that Pol Pot was actively supported by the administration and by the subsequent administration, we did nothing to stop the killing fields. Well, what goes around does come around. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but please start referring to this as the Kevorkian health plan. That is the most important thing you can do, and in every conversation, and when you call the radio stations and you write your letters, refer to it as the Kevorkian health plan. I think people will understand what it's about, and if you want the documentation, www.lc.org. That's Lawrence Coleman or LibertyCouncil.org. It's an important website. They go take you line for line so that you can speak intelligently about this draconian killing fields program. Well, Sydney, Melody, what do you hear about? You know, you must be talking to people about the Kevorkian health plan. How did the average individual you're talking to feel about it?
There's two comments I'd like to make on it. This weekend I was at a seminar. Pastor Butch Paul had a seminar down there in Somersville, West Virginia, and he invites us down there, Discount Gold and Silver, myself down there every time he has a seminar. And there was a woman there from, she was a Russian refugee, and she said at the end of the program she had gone up to the front. They were taking questions from the people in the audience. And she says it took 2% of a population of a country to kill millions of people. She says that 2% in Russia was the government. And she says now that it has come to your country, that 2% of your country is the government that is going to kill you. And it was, you know, and when you look at this plan and you look to, then today I saw on CNBC they had William Frist on there. And he was the Republican majority leader until 07. He said that this bill will get passed. He says this is Obama's legacy. He says Harry Reid has the ability, and I didn't have a chance to check this out, perhaps you know and can comment on it. He has the ability to set the threshold of votes, and he says they're just going to lower that threshold to 50. He says, and they already have 50 votes for it. He says when he was the leader, he would always try to raise that threshold to a higher number so that there would at least be, you know, a discussion and a debate and so forth, and the ability to reverse the program and so forth, a little bit more bipartisanship. Now, I don't know, but he says that threshold is 50. He says they already have the 50 votes, and he said this program will go through. He says there might be a few changes on it. He says, and he didn't say that, I mean, he said it a matter-of-factly.
Well, I think that we're going to have to just get everybody to start referring you to as Dr. Kevorkian's legacy for the American people. Once you create that perception, that is a wonderful perception for people. Everybody understands who Kevorkian was. A Kevorkian and Obama are concerned about your health. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. But we're getting a little far away from our general subject tonight, which is really what is happening to the economy. And most people really don't understand, of course, that certainly the economy is collapsing. The automotive economy is collapsing throughout the world. Certainly Nissan reported their second quarter loss of 16.53 billion yen. Daimler lost $1.45 billion in the second quarter. Mercedes-Benz lost 1.53 billion euros in the second quarter. Peugeot Citroën lost 962 million euros in the first half of 2009. Honda's profits tumbled 96%. And they tell you that there are green shoots out there. Ladies and gentlemen, as Bob Chapman says so well, that's poison ivy. Stay away from it. Most businesses are losing money. If you look at the Standard and Poor price earnings ratio, it is somewhere between 130 to 900, should be 1 to 10. And how do they get around that? Well, we take the PE 10, and that's a wonderful figure. Nobody knows what the Standard & Poor's PE 10 is. Well, that's the average price-earnings ratio of the last 10 years. So if you look at the average price-earnings ratio of the Standard & Poor's for the last 10 years, it doesn't look so bad. But a price-earnings ratio of 132, and that's on the low end of the spectrum, that means that the Standard & Poor's stocks, compared to the earnings, their actual stock earnings, are overpriced 10 times, 1,000%. You're not hearing this being talked about. Why? Because they control the media. They're lying to the American people. The FBGC, that guarantees your pension fund, that's the Federal Benefit Guarantee Corporation, they're underfunded. They basically are on the verge of bankruptcy. The FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company that funds your deposits in the banks, is actually almost out of money. They're on the verge of bankruptcy. They're going to have to borrow $500 billion. They're asking for a $500 billion line of credit from the Treasury. But where is the Treasury going to get the money? They don't have the money. That's not in the. So they're just going to have to create the money out of nothing. And this is what they're going to do during this next 6 weeks. They've got to come up with over $1 trillion. That totally ignores the $500 billion line of credit for the FDIC. What's going to happen when the American people realize that the corporation that guarantees their bank deposits, and nobody's ever lost a penny there since the 1970s, and that's really true. But what's going to happen now? Why did they run those ads? Why did they give you the false sense that you had nothing to worry about? You are backed by the full faith and credit of the American government. And the American people, they believe they rate their belief and trust in Congress down around 12 or 13%. Do you really want to trust your savings to a Congress that has the faith of the American people, or a rating of approval rating of some 13%?
because that's what it's all about. And if you don't trust Congress, do you really trust the FDIC? What are your thoughts, Melody? And once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Corporations, everyone, I mean, this country is bankrupt, and certainly they do have to promote the wellness of everyone, because they don't want it to fall until they're ready for it to collapse. They will be in control to collapse unless something from, you know, the left field comes their way, something unexpected comes their way, and I think we've seen a few things in the past couple of years, but they have usually recovered, and but they will pull the plug when they are ready. And but you're absolutely right, the people out there, they just don't understand that the government will not come to their aid this time. They don't have the funds, and people just need to start looking out for themselves. And they can't, you know, we used to be a people that did things for our own. You know, we took care of ourselves. And now so many people depend on other areas of funding and other areas for benefits, and it's time that we start taking care of ourselves. And you know, people need to take care of their families, get their positions. I mean, people who have paid down their debt have done well by doing that. They're certainly better off than those who have not, those who have been able to take the opportunity and to preserve their purchasing power by buying gold and silver. They're certainly far better off than those that haven't. And those that haven't done that yet, they should take control of their finances and do what needs to be done. I had a customer tell me the other day, he says, you know what, Melody, I've been buying gold from you for a long time. And he says, I just don't have to worry about my finances. I buy my gold, I put it away. I don't have to worry if the stock market's going to go up and down. I don't have to worry what our dollar is doing. I have my gold. It's a peace of mind. And once I have my gold, I don't have to worry. And I hear that so often. People stress out so much with handling their finances or having their finances handled by someone that hasn't done a very good job. Once they buy their gold and silver, they kind of like, it's a peace of mind for them because now they are in control, and it's so important, and it's something that everyone, if you have the opportunity to do so, should check into it and begin to preserve your wealth through gold or silver.
Well, I think that certainly the people who bought your gold and silver 5 years ago are doing very well today. The people who put their money in the stock market 5 years ago are devastated because so many of them have lost the majority, and certainly the stock market's come back again, but I don't think it's going to stay there, and I think it's only a matter of time before they intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroy the value of our currency. There's no way you can simply begin to monetize, you know, trillions of dollars at a time. This next 6 weeks, they've got to come up with almost $1 trillion. Where's the money going to come from? Do you honestly believe the Chinese are going to buy American debt? Do you honestly believe the Japanese are going to buy more American debt when they see what our government is doing? When they realize we're going to have a $2 trillion a deficit again next year and maybe even far higher? They're already talking about, well, the first stimulus bill didn't do very well. We're going to have another stimulus bill. Remember, they came up with $700 billion. That was the SOTARP funds, and then they came up with a stimulus bill of, you know, certainly $787 billion. Then they came up with a massive budget. The budget for next year is going to be, I think, something like $360 billion. And, of course, tax receipts will be far less than probably about, they'll probably be about $1.5 trillion. So you're talking about another massive deficit. People only have to read history to find out what happened in the Weimar Republic when they tried to do the same sort of thing under Adolf Hitler with a very similar health care plan. Hitler's health care plan is very similar to the Kevorkian plan that is being suggested here in the United States. They try to do the same thing in Zimbabwe. And remember, we have kept, of course, the regime in power there. They don't want the American people to know that we're the major force of funding for this corrupt and evil government, Mugabe's government in Rhodesia. We, of course, criticize what he does, and then we send him humanitarian aid to keep in power. Just like we criticize the government in North Korea. Oh, terrible government. But we send him humanitarian aid, and now we're going to start sending him oil and food and all sorts of other things. Again, of course, we're letting them counterfeit our money. $100 bills circulated all over the world, produced in North Korea with the full help and support of our own government. We can't let the American people know that any more than we can let them know that we brought Fidel Castro to power. We've kept him in power. If you don't believe that, you need to see my DVD, The World Revolution, my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Going to be able to get at least part of their money back, but when somebody else controls your money, why, of course, you have no real claim on it. So I certainly agree with Melody. It isn't a good idea to let somebody else be holding your investments, and no matter how much you trust them. Well, certainly everybody trusted Mr. Stanford, and everybody trusted Mr. Madoff, everybody trusted Pat Kiley. But, of course, it's the same story. It's like deja vu all over again. Melody, thanks very much for being with us, and God bless you. We'll look forward to talking to you later this month.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That, of course, was Melody Cederstrom. We hope you enjoyed the program. We hope you'll encourage other people to listen. You can listen to our programs on the Internet, 5 hours a day, or 4 hours live, 9 hours a day, all told, as we have rebroadcast there. And of course, you can listen to our good friend Joyce Riley and Pastor Butch Paw and Sydney Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer. Great site, and if you want to get yourself a satellite so you can listen 24 hours a day, and they're inexpensive, and you'll get excellent reception off the satellite. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We can put you in touch with the people who can help you install the satellite once you get it in. Why, of course, there's no charge at all. Why, you can get all sorts of Christian and other programming off this satellite. And then, of course, we hope many of you will remember we're having an all-day conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October here at the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the beautiful Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we'll have Dr. Catherine Albrecht, we'll have William Grigg, we'll have Tom Horn, we'll have Ashley Mote, I'll be speaking. Going to be a great day, and hope that you will start making your reservations now, and then, of course, we do have a block of rooms reserved there at the Sea Cliff Inn. That's the Sea Cliff Inn. Just a short distance away. So, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We hope that you'll want, of course, get our material. We hope you'll get our talk on the forbidden secret. There is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. You need to know it, and you need, of course, to warn people away from it. But you need to know it's there. It will give you great wealth and fortune and of course, great power if you access it. But you do, of course, at the risk of your eternal soul. That's the forbidden secret, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the financial Armageddon, all vitally important. If you want to know how they assassinate people, you need to get our new 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. You want to know the true story of Martin Luther King, the execution of Martin Luther King. You want to know what really happened with Bobby Kennedy. Why, of course, it's at the 4-CD set on Bobby Kennedy. We also carry the book, Sidney, JFK Must Die, and the DVD. There's one of them. Who Killed Bobby is the book, and RFK Must Die is the DVD. So, and then, of course, we have a 4-tape set on the Liberty, and we have a DVD. This is the USS Liberty they tried to sink it and kill everybody on board. And it was a combination of the Israeli government and the American government, which, of course, encouraged the Israelis to carry out the attack and kill all the Americans on board. And then, of course, so we could attack Egypt. And those men were threatened with imprisonment or worse. In other words, they were threatened they would be killed if they ever dared tell the story. And from 1967 and for 20, 25 years, they all lived in fear. And eventually they told their stories. You'll hear them on USS Liberty 4-CD set, DVD, and the video. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Tuesday already, the 12th of August. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. Thank you for caring about what goes on in your world outside.